And learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
Shut up.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. The White House rejecting reports a presidential pardon offer was made to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in exchange for denying Russia's involvement in the hack of Democratic emails.
At a hearing in London, a lawyer for Assange said former Congressman Dana Rohrabacher made the pardon offer on instructions from President Trump in 2017. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham calls that claim a complete fabrication.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Eight people have been killed in shootings in a town east of Frankfurt, Germany. Police say hookah bars were targeted. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich talking outside his Chicago home today after his prison sentence was commuted yesterday by President Trump.
This is an act of kindness, and I also believe it's the beginning of the process to actually turn an injustice into a justice.
Blagojevich served 8 years of a 14-year sentence for political corruption charges. America is listening to Fox News.
Just in case you missed last night, 7 p.m. news. How does that happen?
All right, everybody now.
The Astros are jerks. They want to bang on the kennel game. They cheat when they play. It's because they bang on the kennel game.
Every time they're in the batter's box, they put a camera on the catcher's crotch. They steal the sign for the off-speed pitch. They bang on that can, and then those cheaters get a hit because
the Astros are jerks. They want to bang on the can all game. Yes, they do. They're gonna get punked. It's payback for banging on the can all game. High and tight. World Series chumps because they bang on the can all game. Shame on you. Take the trophy away because you
spring baseball starts tomorrow.
I know, right?
Looking forward to that.
Jeez.
Anything we could use a distraction today.
Yeah.
We're in one of those, I invented a word for it. We're in
sucky?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'll let you do the weather, and then we'll come back to this topic.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Get this, so I just did some math. The Montgomery Airport is now for the storm total. That means since the rain began, 3.09. Well, I'm looking at the potential of 2 to 3 more inches on top of 3 inches. Wow, that's significant. There's no way to sugarcoat this, folks. It's going to be a cold, miserable, drenching rain today. Low pressure moving along the northern Gulf Coast. Temperatures will hover in the low 50s. Northeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour will pick up during the day and add insult to injury. The rain tapers off this evening. Breezy, much colder, mid-30s by tomorrow morning at this time. Friday, the sun is back out tomorrow, but it's breezy and cold. High temperature 51, but you'll swear it's colder. Friday night and into Saturday morning, we're in the upper 20s. Saturday's high around 58, cool sunshine. We're in the low 60s Sunday. I think we're dry during the day. Maybe some showers Sunday night into Monday. Right now this morning, northeast winds at 12 miles per hour. Moderate rain reported out at the airport. It's 55 now at 611.
Morning. What's wrong with you this morning?
I'm not feeling it.
Okay.
I'm just not feeling it today.
I need a pep talk.
Need a pep talk.
So you're going to get up and you're going to get dressed and you're going to get in that car.
Now, what is your mind?
Snake mind.
What is your body?
Wolf body.
What is your courage?
Panther courage.
Now, you're going to pluck up your courage, walk out that door, and have an incredible adventure.
Yeah, man, you're ready.
Okay, showtime.
You know what it is? It's like a dry spell wouldn't really describe it. There's nothing to sink your teeth into today.
Yeah.
I, they didn't even bother to send audio from that clown show debate last night. I got nothing to put up, you know.
See what our boss posted? He says, the Democrats are eating themselves.
Yeah, they are. Look at the headlines from one of my sources. Buttigieg gets Sanders to disown the violent people that have been, you know, acting up at his rallies. They're just, and everybody went after Mini Mike last
night. Oh, God, no, I know. It was like raw meat.
Yeah, it was. 10 attacks in 10 minutes. I don't know if I have audio for that, though. And there's Elizabeth Warren with the latest in the jacket wear department. Maybe this could be somebody who may have actually watched that. Hello?
Hi. Hey, Greg.
Hi.
Papa John.
What's up?
Well, I just want to tell you, I can't believe I am going to actually admit this. I watched the entire ordeal last
night. Oh, did you? Yeah.
Yes. And let me tell you, the tone was set within the first minute.
Right.
Elizabeth Warren said that...
The walking-talking cure for priapism in America.
Right. She said there was a candidate out there who was...
I saw that.
Yeah.
Billionaire and that calls women, I forget what...
Horse-faced lesbian.
Right. And he says his name is not Trump.
Right. Well, and let me tell you what. From then on, it was a circular firing squad, and nobody was ignored.
Oh, man. They're shooting themselves in the foot.
Well, let me tell you, from last night.
Don't tell them.
And this was my observation. You had six people up there.
Yeah.
Three of them seemed sane. Bloomberg, Gorbachev, and Buttigieg. Because the other three, I mean, Joe and Bernie and Elizabeth Warren all were, I mean, they were running 110 miles an hour with a hair on fire.
Right. Yeah.
And it was just total insanity the whole night. And let me tell you what, I saw more venom and nastiness than I've ever seen in my life last night. Yeah. I mean, you talk about lowbrow. Taking every possible shot of any kind they could find to make each other look like they were, you know, the devil incarnate, or at least his minions. Donald Trump, if he saw any of that last night, he's got to be saying, wow.
Well, he was. He had a packed house at Phoenix, and he was telling him Mini Mike is taking a pound. Papa John, I got to run. Thanks for the call. The drama continues. But first, this word from Rich Thomas.
Yes, that's right. It is a word from Rich Thomas. You know what? I hope nobody needs MPB this morning. Montgomery Paint and Body. You know, it's just a nasty commute out there. So hopefully you won't. But if you ever do, the phone number is easy to remember. Because, you know, there's that terrible feeling that goes through you when you do have a mishap with your car. You can't remember. Well, I mean, your mind is kind of scrambled. 27-WRECK with a W is the phone number. They've been in business now for over 35 years. Here's a customer, that would be me, that has been a customer for more than 30 years. Several vehicles. Why do I keep going by? Well, it's really because they're the gold standard. They never cut corners. You know, it's easy to cut corners. You know, well, we don't have to fix that. That's behind the panel. We don't have to fix that. We can just kind of overlook that. They don't do that at Montgomery Paint and Body. Brandon Turner, Donnie Turner, the entire Turner family are very meticulous about what they're doing. And when you get your phone call that your car is ready, it's going to be detailed as well. Montgomery Paint and Body, they're located off the boulevard on East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec with a W. They will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
All right, we have the Williams Hill Wake Up standing by. We're running a tad behind, but... Take your time this morning because the water is already, the lagoon is starting to form out in our parking lot.
Yeah.
At 6:15, your local news is next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Senate Judiciary Committee approved a medical marijuana bill by an 8-1 vote yesterday. The bill would allow people to be prescribed medical marijuana for 15 conditions, including cancer, anxiety, and chronic pain. The proposal now moves to the Alabama Senate floor for debate. Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed is speaking out against a bill that would impact the city's ability to pass an occupational tax. Mayor Reed and nine other mayors signed an open letter in protest of the bill. This comes as the Montgomery City Council voted 5-3 to pass a 1% occupational tax Tuesday night. And Crime Stoppers needs your help finding a man wanted for assaulting a police officer. The Lowndes County Sheriff's Office is now looking for 25-year-old Stanley Perdue Jr. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It is the Williams Hill Wake Up. Yes, a couple of minutes later than usual today. We apologize for our shortcomings.
Sorry. Break your butt up.
Is a message from the Girl Scouts of America.
Hi, I'm Eve from the Girl Scouts. We are all very sorry to hear about the Boy Scouts, and they are bad with our money. At the Girl Scouts, we make money, a lot of money, because we sell cookies. I learned about money, sales, inventory, and financial management. My current portfolio is diverse in stocks, bonds, and real estate. And my 401k is booming. For those boys who want to work, maybe you can sell some cookies. But you're going to get paid 20% less than us. And clothing, you boys, and giving my diamond saving on cookie money. Got it.
This has been a message from the Girl Scouts.
And now here is the rebuttal.
Now, a message from the Boy Scouts of America.
Hi, I'm Cola from the Boy Scouts. You may have heard my little sister talking mess. This from a girl who can't tie her own shoelaces and thinks Vampirina is real. She brags about her cookie sales. For a record, she hasn't sold one Thin Mint. My mom makes her employees and co-workers buy her cookies. This bankruptcy thing, it's not my fault. It's adults. You know, most of you guys are idiots. In closing, I like to repeat the Boy Scout oath, which is, boys rule, girls drool. Thank you.
This has been a message from the Boy Scouts.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
It's kind of weird, but it does kind of qualify under this category. Burger King is running an ad of a time-lapse video of a Whopper growing mold. The whole ad. A Whopper on a platform in front of a black background. As it speeds through 34 days, you see the burger grow all sorts of mold in different colors.
Why?
Because they have famous examples of McDonald's burgers lasting for years without getting moldy because of all the artificial preservatives.
Jeez.
Burger King has been phasing out those preservatives. They say by the end of this year, every Whopper will be totally free of artificial preservatives, colors, and flavors, and they will grow mold like other fresh foods.
Oh, I'd love a Whopper right now. I'd love any kind of food right now.
Rich is being...
I'm fasting.
Well, he hasn't joined a cult or anything. He is doctor.
Yeah, it's a yearly physicals. This fasting is going slow.
And not only is he starving, how was your breakfast, Jim?
Mine was good.
Okay.
My sausage and eggs, they were
drooled
delicious.
On it.
Well, the flavor was magnifique.
Sometime... Rich will have to leave at 8 for his exam sometime before 9 o'clock. We may have live coverage of the famous exam that can make you see stars.
Yeah, my doctor gets a little too personal.
So, other than that, it's raining. We've got the timeline for the 20th of February. And our mission today... I really would like to kind of touch on some of the follow-up we got on yesterday on the income tax. That's what it is, the income tax the city wants to impose.
Finally made the newspaper.
Oh, it did. Wow.
Didn't make yesterday's edition.
Doesn't say anything about residents furious or...
Well, it does say it may never be implemented because of House Bill 147, if passed, could prevent cities from passing an occupation.
Somebody sent me a link to a story from 2009 where the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that tax illegal anyway.
Yeah.
So it may be a moot point. They'll find another way to screw us, trust me.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident this morning inbound at Troy Highway and Bell Road. This is going to be out right near the RV park. Use caution there this morning. The East, South Boulevard, and West Boulevard, we've got spotty congestion all the way through that area, especially around Highway 331 and Norman Bridge. Highway 80 with some inbound traffic this morning, as well as 231 and 31. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown, but everybody's rolling the speed limit on the interstate. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated all morning long. Exhibitors are needed for Career Day at Trenum State. The hands-on expo allows 8th graders to explore careers in high-demand jobs. Go to centralalabamaworks.com for more info. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mark your calendar for Thursday, March 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center as The Impact presents the Nitty Gritty Nerd Man in concert.
You and me go fishing in the dark.
Tickets start at $22 and are available at the MPAC box office or Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets now at the MPAC box office or Ticketmaster.com for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Grab a pen and paper, because in just a second, I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Now, while you're getting your stuff together, let me tell you about my friend David Ernest. David's an asset preservationist. And you might not know what that means. David is the guy that's going to help you keep your money. That's right. You've been saving for retirement, and it'll be here before you know it. And the stock market can go up, and it can go down. But down is a word that is not in David's vocabulary. I checked with him, and it's just not in there. Neither is the word flabbergasted. But that's a different story altogether. You need to call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Call David Ernest. Set up an appointment. There's no obligation. Won't cost you a dime. 279-7431. Call David Ernest today. And if the word flabbergasted comes up in the conversation, well, my bad.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello there, local folks and local businesses. With the timeline for February 20th, here is your host, the best weatherman in Rich Thomas.
51st day of the year, 315 days remain. I don't know, maybe... Maybe James Spann might be on that list too. He's a good buddy, but he is considered the Lord God of weather in Alabama. This is National Muffin Day. This is Cherry Pie Day.
That's a lot of food for you on a fasting, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. It's,
doesn't that always seem to happen?
It's the way it is. It's the way it goes.
Always something there to remind me.
boom, 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 boom. It's also National Love Your Pet Day. Do me a favor. Hug your pet for me today. 228 years ago, in 1792, President George Washington created the U.S. Post Office. I thought Franklin did that. 181 years ago, in 1839, Congress prohibited dueling in the District of Columbia.
Take it outside.
I think it's still prohibited.
I wish they would bring it back. I would love to see some of these go,
1942, Lieutenant Edward O'Hare takes off from the aircraft carrier Lexington in a raid against the Japanese. He becomes America's first flying ace. Now, the actual number of aerial victories required is usually considered to be five or more to be an ace. On this date in 1959, 16-year-old Jimi Hendrix made his stage debut. He played a show in a synagogue in Seattle. 58 years ago, I remember this. I was just beyond toddler. 1962, astronaut John Glenn becomes the first American to orbit the Earth, flying aboard Friendship 7.
We had our transistor radios. We were allowed to bring them to school so we could listen.
Oh.
Yeah, I was, like, only in first grade then.
You remember transistor radio under the pillow?
Yes.
And listening to all those all-night...
Yeah, those little radios you could pull in at night, St. Louis, Pittsburgh.
WLS Chicago in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
1965, this diamond ring, Gary Lewis and the Playboys, peaks at number one. Dun, 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 dun.
That was Jerry's kid.
Now our song of the day comes from the pride of Minneapolis, Minnesota. 1985, Prince, Count It Down, right now here.
One, two, three.
Good sounding song. Springtime 45 years ago, Prince and the Revolution made it to number two here in the U.S. But isn't that right, Prince? Was it number two?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. She wore a raspberry beret, and if it was warm, she wouldn't wear much more. Prince Rogers Nelson here. Better wear some more today, honey, because it's cold out there. 1986, France and Britain announced that a tunnel would soon become a reality across the English Channel. They've only been talking about this, I kid you not, since the days of Napoleon. Trains, cars, and buses would be able to speed through the tunnel in less than half an hour. Of course, it came to fruition in 1994. On this date in 98, Tara Lipsky became the youngest Olympic champion ever. She won a gold medal in women's figure skating. She was 15 at the time. Terrible fire on the state in 2003, a nightclub fire. Great White concert. It claimed 100 innocent people who were trapped trying to escape after the pyrotechnic devices ignited some packaging foam near the stage. Fourth deadliest fire in American history.
They did an episode of Law & Order based on that
story.
Right.
What is it? The Dale's Penthouse? That was the fire here in town? Dale's Penthouse? The awful
Somebody just
fire.
Sent me a whole bunch of stuff about that. Man.
I got to get it.
It was a recent anniversary, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That one?
Yes.
Wow. I've never.
I don't know what year, but it was a recent anniversary. Wow. Yeah.
It's terrible. I know that building right there. 2016, Jeb Bush suspends his presidential campaign. Can you clap, Jeb, for us, please?
Please clap.
Thank you.
You want to clap, too?
God, that was so good.
Brianna is 32, almost old enough to get a last name. Trevor Noah is 36. From The Daily Show, he makes $8 million a year. Justin Verlander is 37 today. Houston Astros pitcher, married to Kate Upton.
And making...
$28
million. $28
million? That's what it says there.
I mean, that's low.
It's low, too low.
Cindy. I'm going to Cotts Baseball Contracts to find out.
Okay, cool. Cindy Crawford does not have a baseball contract, but she's worth $100 million. She turns 54 today. French Stewart, third rock from the sun, he's 56. Charles Barkley, happy birthday, 57 today. Patty Hearst is 66. Ivana Trump is 71. She's worth $100 million. Sandy Duncan is 74. And Sidney Poitier, how old?
I've got to be close to 90.
93.
Wow.
MLB spring training baseball starts tomorrow. 17 days till the time change. 27 days till spring. Easter in 51 days and SEC football. Just 202 days away. That's the timeline.
With your host. Rich Thomas.
What does he make?
He signed an extension for this season and next year at $33 million each.
That's the last time I'm going to use this service right here.
And did you like that Astros bang the bang on the calendar?
Oh, that was so good. I love that.
They're finally catching up to that story. I really am kind of sick of it. I just want baseball to be back and let the Astros.
It'll be back, but you won't hear about it. I mean, you won't stop hearing about it every time their team comes up.
Oh, man.
You're going to hear about it every single time.
It's
and if for some reason they legit make it to playoffs and everything else,
oh
it's
going
to get worse.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. I also, while I think they deserve everything they get, it also kind of worries me because, I don't know, fans can get out of control.
Oh, it's going to be bad.
Can you smell? It's been cooking since midnight. It's at my house. It's
okay. Oh good.
Yeah.
We're sure you were going with that.
Yeah.
Crock pot's been going since midnight with vegetable beef soup, and including a 3.5-pound roast at the bottom.
Did you make cornbread?
No, I don't.
I can make cornbread. I've got everything I need to make that at home.
I don't know how to do that, and I don't know anything about birth and no babies.
And if you remember nothing else,
you can't show your bosom for 2 o'clock.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family owned, family operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Flash flood watch in effect. A cold, drenching rain today. Some places could see 2 inches or more today. Temperatures hovering in the low 50s. Winds pick up northeast 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusty. Rain tapers off this evening. Breezy, much colder overnight. Mid-30s by this time tomorrow morning. Friday, breezy, cold, 51, sunshine. Friday night into Saturday morning, we fall to the upper 20s. Saturday's high, 58, cool sunshine. And then low 60s on Sunday. Right now, northeast winds at 12 miles per hour. The radar looks awful. I have vegetable beef soup cooking, and it's 55 degrees now at 6:37.
All right, we'll see if the rains caused any problems on the road this early. When we come back, we'll be getting ready for our TV topic today. Do I got this right? It's dreams and nightmares and all that?
Yeah.
Okay.
They left one significant one out of there.
Well, we'll have to find out what that is.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We had an accident earlier at Bell Road and Troy Highway, really closer to the RV park that's out there. We understand that all lanes are open now, but use caution as emergency vehicles continue to clean that one up. We're seeing a little bit of congestion on the Northeast Boulevard as folks start rolling out of Wetumpka this morning on 231. Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, a little bit of congestion inbound there. I-65 at 85, still moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but they're rolling along at the speed limit. Use caution, buckle up. It has been raining. Drive carefully this morning. We're going to keep you updated on traffic. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop professionals and spa. It's fashion, Sally Beauty, Kato Fashions, T-Mobile, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's showtime. All right, we get ready to join CBS 8 and the gang at Rising. Who's in today? Is it Jalea?
All of them. It's Andrew's back. Okay. And Ryan, who did another zinger on you last hour. I forget what it was, but he's leaving for Mobile if you need ammunition for the Mardi Gras today.
Oh.
So he'll be off tomorrow. They let them...
Highway with Rising.
Now, my biggest nightmare every night is waking up
thinking I'm Greg Budell. Oh,
that's what he said last hour.
Not the most common nightmare out there.
Greg, that's not what our producer wrote in the prompter, though.
It's
but
not.
One of the most common nightmares is waking up late for work. And according to a new study, the most common nightmares also include dreams about falling, being chased, feeling lost, and being attacked.
Right.
Greg's probably feeling attacked this morning.
Nah.
We're at News Talk 93.1. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning. I did hear that Ryan's getting ready to go to Mardi Gras Mobile, and at least you don't have to worry about buying a mask.
He's already letting the joke roll.
Buying a mask. I love it. there you go.
Good shot there.
Yeah,
good shot.
Yeah.
For the amount of time you had to prep, good shot.
You know,
good shot.
Thank you.
You know one they didn't put on here, one of the dreams? No, it's embarrassing. We've all been in a dream where we look down and we're not fully dressed or maybe not dressed at all.
No, you're right about that. That's not on the list.
It did not make the list.
I've had that dream.
Nightmare, that's a blessing.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Ladies of the River Region.
Oh, God. This segment. Yeah, this segment's turning into
Look at
nightmare.
The time.
All right.
Look at the time.
That is the HR appointment for the day.
Yeah, I have to stop my HR on my way out of town.
No, but I used to have one about tornadoes. That's why I'm probably doing what I'm doing, right? I mean, when I was a kid, a recurring nightmare about tornadoes.
They often have a meaning, and I worked with a world renowned. You may have heard of him. He wrote the book "Many Lives, Many Masters." Brian Weiss,
no,
psychiatrist, and I gave him permission to analyze some dreams I had brought to him when I was going through rehab.
Oh boy.
And one of the things I learned, because in one of these dreams, it was a big glass jar. I was in a hospital, and there was a big glass jar with red and yellow needle-shaped pills.
Oh.
And he said, that is your body telling you you're in danger. He says, it's rare that we dream in color. And that the red and yellow indicate that's a signal from your own body telling you you are in danger if you don't change.
Do you dream in high definition?
4K.
People say that. I dream in color most of the time.
Me too.
Yeah, me too. I do.
Well, I'm older. I was born in black and white, so.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. The other thing it says on the list is dreaming that we're late. Now, I get along great with my daughter's mom, and I had a dream recently, and I don't usually remember them in much detail, but in this particular one, I was visiting my daughter, her mom, and her stepdad, and I had to come back here to do my afternoon show, and no matter what door I went to in their house, there was something blocking it. I could not escape the house to leave for work, and I woke up at a very peak of frustration. I wonder what that means.
Have you ever woken up from a dream and then gone back to sleep and went back to the same place in the dream?
I've
done that before.
That's happened a couple of times.
Really?
Yeah, I've done that before.
Because you can't get out, especially when it's a nightmare, you can't get out of the dream. I'm like, all right, I'll wake up, I'll walk around my apartment.
I've never, like,
but
gotten
then,
up.
Like you said, there's some dreams you're like, you wake up and you're like, oh, I want to keep that going.
Or the worst for me is like, there's a certain part in the dream where you recognize, like, oh, this is a dream, but by that time it's a little late and you're coming out of it.
Yeah.
It's like you're trying your hardest to like hang on.
Or you like, you know how the story ends, you're like, we're almost to the end of the story.
Yeah, and you realize that's how it's
I have actually
the cool
said.
The thing to do, though, is to write your dreams down.
That's what I've been saying that I want to do.
Right.
I'll be committed.
You are correct.
You forget them
if
you don't. So when I used to get enough sleep and I would actually have dreams, it was like back in college and high school, I think, I would write them down because I have some pretty like crazy vivid dreams.
No, that's called ammunition. That's ammunition in the future. Get rid of it.
I didn't say you share it with people.
Right.
I've actually said to people in a dream who are upset about something, I said, this is just a dream. I've actually made that statement in
a dream. You're in a dream.
And I've told someone.
Telling,
I've known I was dreaming before. Like, this is obviously a dream.
Yeah, right.
All right, well, before we turn this into a nightmare for the show on time, we're going to wrap it up, guys. You guys have a great Thursday.
All right. You guys, too. Enjoy Mardi Gras.
Bye, guys. If you want to hear more from our friends over at News Talk 93.1, you can tune in Monday through Friday starting at 6.
And there's still more to come on Alabama News Rising like a rising sun. No, I'm lying. It's raining outside.
Yeah. We're at 6:44. I wonder if they have managed to correct the Fox News situation.
Tom thinks it's fixed.
Do you dream? Do you remember dreams? Do you dream, Jay?
Oh, no, oh yeah, I dream. The one I do remember, and it's actually two, was that, I don't know how long ago this was. I was done with school. I was over with school. But I do remember having a dream of math class. It was the same teacher I had in high school. And he assigned homework. And that, you know, said, you know, here's, go do this and this on page whatever your book, blah, 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 that's it, whatever. And I woke up. Months later, I had a dream where I was back in school and he asked for the exact pages.
Is that right?
The same homework that he had signed weeks ago. Uh-huh. He was asking for it at that point. And it was the same pages. It was the same problems. It was all that stuff. The same thing. So that's weird to me that it would carry over after so much time that I would.
I had an old radio dream that this is back years ago when I was in radio the first time, that there's no records queued up, there's nothing in the car machine, and you don't know what you're going to say.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Had plenty of work dreams after being in radio, especially with the stress of make sure there's no dead air, make sure you're on time,
right.
Make sure you answer the phone, yeah, all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you just dream about the things you worry about, but
right.
It's unlikely to happen. It is 6:45. This is Fox News from a previous broadcast.
Probably.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Yeah. The White House rejecting reports a presidential pardon offer was made to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in exchange for denying Russia's involvement in the hack of Democratic emails.
At a hearing in London, a lawyer for Assange said former Congressman Dana Rohrabacher made the pardon offer on instructions from President Trump in 2017. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham calls that claim a complete fabrication.
Fox's Jared Halpern. 8 people have been killed in shootings in a town east of Frankfurt, Germany. Police say hookah bars were targeted. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich talking outside his Chicago home today after his prison sentence was commuted yesterday by President Trump.
This is an act of kindness, and I also believe it's the beginning of the process to actually turn an injustice into a justice.
Blagojevich served 8 years of a 14-year sentence for political corruption charges. America is listening to Fox News.
Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature.
As the only veteran in this race, I understand the importance of veterans to our nation. They're the one percenters and the 1% that serve to protect our rights, to protect the Constitution, our freedoms.
I spent 41 years in the U.S. Army, and I support Barry Moore.
I'm a veteran of 38 years in the Army, and I support Barry Moore.
I'm Barry Moore, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
I'm Beth Kellum. There are people who want me off the Court of Criminal Appeals because they think that someone else will be softer on criminals or replace criminal justice with social justice. But that's not what serving as a judge is all about. A judge's job is first and foremost to respect the Constitution. That means making sure the punishment fits the crime, and it means following the law, not legislating from the bench.
Beth Kellum brings decades of criminal and appellate law experience to the bench, and Beth Kellum's seen it all.
When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. That's where experience counts.
Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 24-1511, Montgomery, 36124. BethKellum.com.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
When news happens, happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Well, despite claims by the National Enquirer that Harry is begging the Queen to take them back, that this is all a horrible mistake, apparently the Duke and Duchess are going to step down officially at the end of March.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
They're using that title, Sussex Royal, and the Queen said, I don't think you should use royal.
In fact, the story says there are ongoing discussions on whether Harry and Meghan can use the word royal. They will retain their his/her Royal Highness titles, but won't actively use them. This is like getting very nitpicky, isn't it?
No.
What's the point of retaining a title of anything?
She is pissed.
Harry also remains sixth in line for the throne.
He does?
Which, along with $6, is good for a smoked butterscotch frappuccino at Starbucks.
She's never going to die.
Look at Charles has become an old man.
I know.
I mean, he looks older than his years. I shouldn't say that old. But
would they skip him and go for William?
I think they could. Yeah. And given that he married Camilla Bowles Porker, I think it's very likely the Queen's wrath could be vented in his direction.
Maybe.
Hey, I don't even know who that is. Steven Spielberg's. We could have some fun with this. I don't want to be ugly, but Steven Spielberg's daughter is starting a porn career.
Wow.
Yeah. You're kidding me. Making solo porn movies under the name Sugar Star.
What does Daddy think?
I know how I would feel. I would be more mortified.
Daddy could buy up all the copies of that. You know what I mean? Just like you buy up all the copies of a newspaper if something bad's in there.
That happened on the Andy Griffith Show once.
Right.
Nintendo did that. Somebody made an adult film based on Super Mario.
Yeah?
Nintendo bought it all up. Then they bought the rights.
Oh.
So that it would never be sold or done anything with.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
This could, I mean, I'm thinking, how could we porn up some of Spielberg's famous movie titles.
Trust me, working in a movie theater, there we have no shortage of how to change movie titles to something.
Oh, I've seen that list.
There's always, every now and again it comes up, change the theme of a movie by changing one word in the movie title. Mm-hmm. You know, so what was it? Saving Ryan's Private.
Well, yeah.
You know, have the whole thing there.
Have fun with Jaws.
Yeah. You know who always looks, speaking of Jaws, who always looks like she's ready to have a hook put in her Ocasio Cortex. She always looks like she's about to breathe through her gills.
God, Rich.
So here's what we'll do. We'll put up a list of Spielberg's movies and see what we can do with them.
I'm trying to. Ooh.
We were commenting Monday.
Hook would be bad. Hook her.
That NASCAR driver, Ryan Newman, who was in that horrible wreck, is already out of the hospital.
And walked out of the hospital.
He's doing fine.
He looked pretty good.
That is a testament to
the safety
all
measures,
of the stuff that
the
they have done.
The fire retardant, uniforms that they use.
I would say 5 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, that doesn't happen.
Nope.
We've commented many times about how there just seems to be a lack of new ideas in Hollywood, and they're constantly rebooting old stuff. And now the amount of time between original and reboot is shrinking because guess what's coming back? Planet of the Apes.
You're kidding.
Tim Burton remade it in 2001, wasn't very well received. Disney is going to reboot the franchise again, which they can do because they now own 20th Century Studios. And I'll still take the original with Charlton Heston and that.
I enjoyed the three series that they did just recently. with Dawn. What was it? Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, War, whatever it was. Those three films weren't bad.
Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd teaming up for the first time since Anchorman 2, which was a horrible sequel.
Oh, it was terrible.
I think Will Ferrell has aged out of the funny. I really do. I mean, at a certain point, the antics.
People love Talladega Nights. I didn't love it.
I didn't care for that. He's the same guy. Yep. He's the same guy. Just smart enough to, get by, but always with the same quirks.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we're discovering that his range as an actor is right up there with Sylvester Stallone's. What age did you discover your favorite band? I was 16, but TickPick, which is no relation to TikTok, says the average person discovers their favorite band at age 13.
Mine was probably around 14 or 15, I think.
Yeah. Mine was the Beatles, and it was I was 9.
Beyonce, or Beyonce's, depending on the 8-year-old daughter of Jay-Z and Beyonce, Blue Ivy, has 1 million listeners on Spotify, which is noteworthy because she has yet to make any music.
Oh.
Chris Noth from Sex and the City, mm-hmm, and his nose have welcomed their second child.
I know he's there. I just never associate him with Sex and the City. He's always Law and Order.
Law and Order to me, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Take On Me by Aha,
mm-hmm,
has passed 1 billion views on YouTube. Crawdad.
1 billion?
1 billion.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Now, Star Wars, let's see if I get this right. It was a George Lucas, the storyline was by George Lucas, but Spielberg did the...
Spielberg didn't do anything with Star Wars.
He didn't do...
Okay. Okay.
He's had no involvement in Star Wars.
They're buddies. They're old buddies. But he says, you have space, and I'll take on the...
Now, Indiana Jones was a collaboration between the two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Indiana Jones was a George Lucas written sort of thing, produced thing, and a Spielberg directed thing. But Star Wars, no.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying, Star Wars was no. Indiana Jones was yes. They did collaborate.
Yeah. I watched...
Is that her?
Around the World in 80 Days last night on Showtime, mm-hmm, and I hadn't seen that in a while. I was the number of famous star names that were on that one movie. George Raft.
Yeah, it was a rather extensive list.
I prefer to watch that kind of stuff because it goes at a speed I can keep up with what's happening. Out of this bang zoom, and then you're walking out. And you're at $10. How much are movies now?
Depends on what time you go.
Oh Lord!
Expensive all the way around, basically.
But I had an alternative storyline for the George Lucas Star Wars productions. I'll give you an example. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Uh-huh. He was a bad influence on Luke Hightalker.
Luke Hightalker?
Yeah, Obi-Wan Kenobi was, oh boy, want a doobie. And then the robots was, R2, you did too. He was paranoid.
I love what...
See through the peephole was the other one.
Right, we're out of time. I got to run, thanks.
Pizza the Hut.
Pizza the Hut, yes. My buddy David Blackman has turned... Jerry Nadler into Jabba the Hutt. Similar build. 658. Brian Jewelry in Prattville is ready for whatever occasion you have coming up, whether it's a birthday, anniversary. Speaking of which, March the 1st. That's 9 days away.
Yeah.
Holy cow. I wonder what the 6th anniversary is. I can find out. I'll just text my friend Lynn. Did you hear that?
It's a sucky morning.
Well, yeah, it is. In fact, I was just outside looking at the rain cascading and crashing into the sewer behind our building. In the meantime, whenever you have an event that you know you got to get a gift for, please do business with Brian Jewelry and Prattville. They've been around for over 6.5 decades now, 67 years. Going back to the days when Prattville may have been preferred, but by a much smaller number of people because it was a tiny little town. They've grown with the town, and now people come from all over the river region because they offer big city value, big city selection, and very competitive pricing, plus the ability to create something out of thin air. That's what they do. Professional jewelers can take your idea and bring it to life. So visit them or browse online at brianjewelry.com. Join their club, save $100 on your first purchase.